Phoneboy Speaks, episode 42, Needles in Haystacks. On previous episodes, I've talked about some of the concerns with putting data into the cloud. Let's talk about a different problem, the volume of the data. And I could go a lot of directions with this, but I think the direction I will go is sort of the needle in a haystack, or trying to find the needle in a haystack. I've got different silos of data. I have my work Outlook. I have my home Outlook. I have things I've posted on various websites. All of this data is in its own different little silos, and they're not searchable among one another. And not only that, even if I were to try and index them, it's a big problem. I mean, this is data that it's purposefully in different silos. And if I want to try and find a piece of data, I don't know how to do that if I don't know what silo it's in. And I think this is going to be a problem that we're all going to have as time goes on, especially anyone who generates content. Now, most people probably keep either most of their stuff on their computer or in a couple of sites, or maybe just don't care about it. And this is just a problem that a few of us have. Some might call it a first world problem, but I think it's something that we need a good solution for, is how do we find needles in these different haystacks? And I don't know the answer to that. There's a Google search thing you could install on your PC. And I guess that gives you some concept of unified searching or whatever, but it only unifies your local machine and the internet. But I've got content on all these different websites. I mean, you know, Facebook is building their own search engine just for Facebook. And there's a lot of data locked up in Facebook. And that's just another silo. And all of these different sites are just places where we have all this data. And I don't know how we're supposed to solve this problem or if we're supposed to solve this problem. It is a concern, though. And I guess the only way to sort of solve that problem is to make backups of all of the data you care about in one place. And there are tools to do that. Again, it depends on how the data is generated. And you have to make an active effort to do it, or use a service maybe like IFTTT, or, well, I don't even know if you could do that with all kinds of data. You can do it with a lot of data, but stuff going to social networks, certainly. But I think as we start generating more and more data, and as we might want to find it, and you know, the other problem is that some data is not indexable. For example, this podcast, and I'm not talking about the show notes for this podcast or the webpage for this podcast, but the actual text I'm speaking in this podcast. There isn't voice transcription software that's currently running through every MP3 that it finds on the internet and putting it in an index somewhere. It's not happening yet. It's also just not accurate enough yet to do it. I mean, I can't use the voice transcription stuff on Google or the Apple stuff, Siri or whatever. It's just not accurate enough yet. And so, again, this is just a problem that I don't think has a good solution right now, but it is something I'm sure whoever ends up cracking this nut, they're going to make a lot of money. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.